Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if there's one. Probably not now. We've dogged on them so bad, they're not here. They saw their way out.
Well, just wait till our spotlight moment, actually.
Oh, crap. Okay. we are recording super late. We literally talked for 45 minutes because I didn't even remember that the last time I saw Spencer was like 2 weeks ago. I don't even freaking know.
It was the Sunday. We recorded Sunday during the day of Grammy Day. So we have to talk about Grammys,
so much,
and Super Bowl, and it was Valentine's Day, which like nobody cares.
Literally,
I don't care about Valentine's.
I'm sorry,
Day.
Valentine's Day.
No, I've never cared about.
No
Valentine's
one cares.
Day.
Me either. I love fresh flowers all the time, but save the $87 that you're about to spend and just buy me flowers for the next 4 weeks afterwards.
Correct. Like, that's do not stupid. Buy me Valentine's Day flowers, Mother's Day flowers. Like, that's when it's the most expensive.
It's so dumb.
Not that it's about that, but
I know.
Okay, well, I mean, we should just not waste any time and go right into the spotlight moment since we
need to. Let's do it. Because I have so much
again,
to say to you.
Dogged on the dudes.
Go ahead.
Why?
Because it's about your girlfriend, Taylor Swift, and your boyfriend, Travis Kelce. Go ahead.
Wait, for Super Bowl? Okay.
I have some thoughts.
Wow. She just looked at me so aggressive and did a head spin. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a head. What's that? A head?
Bobble?
Bobble? Like a swerve. Okay. Well, get ready.
Okay.
Hey, Spencer and Wendy. I'm one of the 25% male listeners.
Wait. You are not serious right now.
I am serious. But before you tell me to get lost, my wife is an influencer, and I started listening with her when your podcast was swiping up. That counts as an OG, right? So I can stay?
Yes.
On to my question. My wife makes a great living and my career took a backseat so she could focus on her work and I do more of the home management, which I've been more than okay with and still am. The issue is not only does she not seem to enjoy what she's doing as much, but she seems resentful that our family lives solely on her income. I'd be more than happy to end my career as a stay-at-home dad and go back to work and have offered to do so, but as she pointed out, her taking a step back, quote, would be pointless since she out-earns me and would impact our lifestyle. I'm frustrated and admittedly, I'm feeling a little emasculated, but I want to support my wife. So I'm hoping that you two may have some advice for where I go from here.
Shut up. Did he write that anonymously or can you tell me who this is?
Anonymously. It was through the hotline.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I really want to know. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? We've touched on this 8,000 times, but this is exactly why it's so hard when you live such a big lifestyle, mm-hmm. when somebody's making something like that, because you really get like binded to it. And that's like someone's biggest fear. That's one of my biggest fears. I would never want to bite off too much of my lifestyle where I'm like in debt or like indebted to something or a slave to it.
Because I was just going to say, or trapped where there's no way out.
There's no way out because you can't. Yeah, I mean, I guess if she's making that much more, they'd have to probably like sell their house or their car, or like change their lifestyle that much. And let's be honest, who wants to do that? But on the flip side, no, it probably doesn't feel great if your wife just earns way more than you and you want to contribute and you feel, I don't know, that's really hard.
But my thing is, if this was all agreed upon, right? The living situation, he's, you know, Mr. Mom stays at home, runs the house, does all the kid shit, you know, the role reversal, so to speak. And like, that was the plan. They agreed it. She loved her job, whatever. Did she only start getting resentful of that once she was less into her job? Like, is something lacking for her?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, maybe now she's not enjoying it as much. And now
she's feeling resentful because she's locked into maintaining her work that she's no longer enjoying as much. Oh. And she's looking at him and it's, you know, the grass is always greener, right?
Right. Like, no, you're right.
Is she looking at him and thinking, well, he just gets to live a life of luxury because he doesn't have the pressures of making all the money to upkeep our home. And we don't know what kind of lifestyle they're living.
Not obviously, me going we don't through know a list in my is. Head right now. Did you do that too?
Of course I did.
I mean, that's so hard, but you're probably right. It probably was a situation that as you get more, again, tied to something, it's just like when dads work all the time as a C-level executive, you know, they didn't start off there and they ended up taking on that role. And then they are kind of like at work more than they're home. And then they miss out on all these things. I mean, yeah, I see how that would be really hard. And you would get resentful if your husband's doing everything with your kid. I'm too much of a control freak. Like, my family can't survive without me, period. Like, y'all got to pray for them because I'm leaving tomorrow. And Mike is no longer going to be able to go. He's staying at home. He's being Mr. Dad. And I worry about my family. Spencer, you may have to come do well checks and just make sure things are going okay. Like, that would be really hard for me, though, if I had to, like, work all the time and Mike would... Oh, no. When I put that in perspective for me...
Uh-uh. Yeah. Well, so I was going to bring up the obviously, I can't relate, but the topic of like mom guilt, like could it be that she's seeing her kids get older and her husband, their dad is getting to do all these things with them and spend all that time. And she's like,
that's not fair.
And also like, I think it's like nature, right? Like the mom feels like she needs to be involved in everything. Maybe that's just a societal thing.
No, when you say it, that's what I'm saying. When I put it in perspective for me like that and think about it in that term, no, that would, ain't nobody doing. If I'm working, y'all ain't doing it. You're sitting on the couch until I'm done with work. You ain't doing it, nothing fun. I'm just kidding. Can't be like that.
I mean, listen, they say money can't buy happiness.
I mean, let me try.
But it can. However, it isn't the end all be all. So I think the best thing for you to do is to like really get to the root of why she's not happy.
Yeah, the resentment.
In her current job, like, and just decide as a team what the best solution is. If that means that you need to change your lifestyle, is that inconvenient? Of course it is.
What matters more though?
But are you going to be happier that way?
And that's what it is. It's like at the very end of the day, I think a lot of people are going through that type of thing right now, like cutting back and like readjusting priorities.
So many people.
We have talked about it privately at nauseam. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about it with people. Like, it's normal right now. I think a lot of people are like just naturally wanting to do that. And maybe that's part of it too. Like you're chasing this thing. But like at the end of the day, as we get older, we look around and like, for what? Like, she's missing time with her kids. For what though?
What's the trade-off?
For the house? Cool. For the new car? Awesome. But like at the end of the day, your kids are still living and they're still doing things. And while you make this great living and this live in this big McMansion and all these things, mm-hmm. you're not getting that time with your kid. And that is priceless.
And I can promise if her reservation about changing the dynamics in the relationship is because she doesn't want followers, whatever, to think there's trouble in paradise because you're selling your home and downsizing, whatever, if that was even necessary. But that's just it. Who cares? The followers, the people that are following
the audience.
Her audience. Correct. Thank you.
Because we all have an audience. That's what it is.
But I promise they're going to appreciate the like humble moments of having to change a lifestyle to better your life. And people change and evolve and like our priorities change. I don't know.
I promise would appeal to more people by saying that than living the life that you're running on, because you're not that many people can do what you're doing. So if you like and step down and go backwards, that's not a bad, I would love to follow somebody that was like doing what I'm doing, struggling or whatever. Yes. Like it makes you feel better.
People are hostile right now about influencers.
I know.
Like they're angry and I get it. People are scared. You know, they don't have the same financial freedom that they did. Some people are really struggling. Like I get it. Yeah. So I think if anything, given the time, it's like everyone's so sensitive to
that was like cotton stem
lavish.
She did it.
Luxuries. Yeah.
She literally did the same thing. She came on, what was that, a year or two ago?
Oh, at least 2 years ago, I feel like.
It wasn't that. It was like, it might've been two Decembers ago or last December. And she flat out said,
I think you're right. I think it was December. It was end of 2021.
Yeah. And she was like, listen, I'm missing time with my family, my kids. I just don't want to do this anymore in this space. I have a few obligations to write out, but then I'm done. people were, that got us to be a fan. I remember having this conversation. I was like, dang, I wish this girl was around still, because I love that. I would love to follow this person now.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she was still going to be who she was going to be. It's just, she went and shared the brands and you would see like real life. But listen, there's beauty in following people that share their lives online that are quote influencers, but that's not their career. And more people, there's a bigger drive right now. I just had this conversation with a local, with a client that's a local business owner and she's trying to grow. And there's something to be said about watching someone from social media, but that's not their job. They're sharing maybe their job through their social media and you like them and they're sharing their everyday, but that's not their job. God, it feels so different than the other way.
I can think of a couple people specifically that I actually really loved their content and watching them. That sounds so creepy.
I know what you mean.
Following them when they had a 9-to-5 that they were doing.
Yep, same.
There's two people specifically that I can think of, and it's like, I still like to follow them, but it's so different now.
That is word on the street, I promise. Yeah. Anybody you ask, they're going to tell you that. Because I totally agree with you. It's different when you watch it.
100%.
And you trust them more.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy more, even if you're not, even if it is still an ad, but that's not, I don't know. It's a weird mental space, I guess. But
I appreciate people prioritizing their happiness and not just selling their soul for money, which it honestly, it does seem like a lot of influencers do. Not that I'm saying that's what your wife does. All this to say, we're going to land the plane. You need to just have a really honest conversation with your wife, and maybe it's, you suggest, I mean, I always suggest therapy, you know, but have the uncomfortable conversations about like, hey, this is how it's seeming to me. It's seeming like you're not happy. And it's also seeming like you're resentful of me, but this was a choice that we made together and I'm more than happy to change it, but you just need to tell me what you're feeling and whatever we need to do so that we are both happy. We can do
and eliminate any, like whether that's downsizing your life so you both can go back to doing something else that maybe you both love and it's not going to make you as much money, but the happiness that you get on the other side of that is way more worth it. As we know, health is wealth, and if you're not happy and you're grumpy all the time, you could, you're, I don't know, whatever.
But also, you're welcome to stay.
Yeah, don't leave.
Most importantly,
we appreciate you.
Most importantly,
we're talking to a guy here.
You are welcome here.
Right.
Not all the men, but you are.
You can stay. You can stick around.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
Okay, so let's do some foo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, this is...
I do know.
I'm annoying. My nasally, I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's aggravating as heck. It is what it is, but the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've been like neutral on like the Travis and Taylor, right? Like I'm new, like I can appreciate Taylor for her art and I like her music. I'm not a Swiftie, I've said, like I'm not a diehard Swiftie. I think people need to get a damn grip. Stop coming at her for going to her boyfriend's game. I think that's so stupid. Like you can't argue that. And I obviously didn't really know Travis Kelce before her. And I'm like, oh, he is funny. I love his brother. But I like Jason more. Like when I saw...
Jason's more my speed.
He was turning up at that party and I was tripping. He had that mask.
Oh, yeah.
I was dying. He's so
Nacho
funny.
Nacho Libre mask.
So funny to me.
Yeah.
But after watching the Super Bowl, and much like everybody, so let me like come full circle for everybody. I'm not going to just say how he like pushed Coach Reed and like made him stumble, whatever. That was not a great look. I did not like that. And I was like, ew, don't be like that. Like, come on, whatever. And then of course, I think a little bit of it is some damage control PR coming into play. Because it was not a good look, you know, and people are like, oh, big emotions, big game, da da da, whatever. Yeah, I get that too. Also, people are like, well, it was taken out of context and blah, blah, blah. Okay. All that to say, don't put your hands on your coach. It's a respect thing for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And it kind of made me look at him a little different and her, because I'm like, no, hang on a minute. If you were the man, you know, we saw those start to go around. I'm like, I feel like, not that they're performative, because I don't feel like that. I feel like they're very much in love. I really do. I feel like it's the real deal. But I feel like I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, okay, guys, I'm over it. I think I'm just over it.
Well, there's definitely overexposure. And like, for me, I'm eating it up. I love every last bit of it.
Yeah.
But that's me. I can even understand how people are getting fed up.
It's just a lot. And it's like so much every day. And like I said, even further than like, I think that was a bad look for him in the moment of the game. I understand it's a big game, but it was like very crybaby-ish because like you're pushing your coach. Not really, but like being so aggressive because you're not in the game. Your team's got it too, dude. Like relax for one whole second. Take a beat.
Yeah.
They're going to be okay. You are not the only person on this team that matters. That's what it kind of felt like wanting to be in control. Like, I didn't like that part of it, but I also understand that, like, there's more to the story and the context of it all. And I get that part. I do think they're trying to do some PR. Like, I think he was pissed, and it did come off. And I think it probably just did not land well for either side because of all the overexposure. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, I still don't hate either one of them. I'm happy for them. I love love. I love that y'all are in love, but I am finally reaching the point now where I'm like, get off the screen. And you know what? I told someone today, I said, I did make reels with Taylor Swift. None of them were like diehard Swifty reels, but I knew that she was being shared so much that it was going to pump it out into my algorithm. So of course I did it, but I'm like, let homegirl go fly and do her thing. Go, 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 do what you're going to do. And I'm glad she made it because, again, I'm happy for them. It's not like I'm not. Like, I'm not. But I'm just, I am like, okay, this is, can we move on to something else? I'm kind of glad the whole thing happened with him because maybe it's going to help die off a little bit. And they're going to go on tour and let her sing and do her. I'm like, okay, move on. Let's do something else.
I don't think that'll be the case. But what, I mean, listen, should he have been aggressive and like,
my man has a bad hip. What are you doing?
Shoved a 65-year-old man? Like, no. However, I think that there's something to be said about the, like, you, what we don't know is their relationship, right?
Of course.
And he, the coach, Coach Reed, also said,
he keeps him young.
Like, well, no, he said right after that, he went over to Travis. Of course, cameras aren't going to show this.
Yeah,
that he went over and was like, I have cameras on me all the time. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And like, I get it. You like passionate, whatever. We don't know their relationship. They have both said, like, we have a very close relationship.
Of course.
He understands that, like, he understands that we're passionate about what we do. And he was like, if anything, he was like, Travis says this, it made me want to just go out and like really get him a win and play better. Like I felt bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. And I understand how it looks. And like, he kind of took ownership of it from that side. And he was like, I shouldn't let myself get to that emotional state. And then on the New Heights podcast, Jason said, which I thought was a good point. He was like, there's something to be said about the like, a man being able to be emotionally vulnerable with someone that he really trusts, and he does really trust Coach Reed. Like, that is their relationship. It's not a typical player-coach relationship. And Travis...
Yeah, but that's not being vulnerable. That's being pissed and aggressive. Like, it's a respect thing. I understand they have a deep friendship, relationship, whatever, and he keeps them young and all that. And I get that. And I'm not saying that Travis is a bad person by any means. However, it's a respect thing. You don't go and put your hands on anybody. You don't come up in the way that he bumped him. Cause I went back to rewatch it a couple times just to kind of see, and then it was shoved in my face. So I watched it some more, but you know what I'm saying? Like I went back and watched it and the way he comes up and he, you know, bumps the, no, because I know people are like eye rolling that people are looking up. They are looking up to you. You are Travis Kelce
and Taylor Swift
has brought a whole new set of eyeballs from everyone's perspective on you.
Ways
you
that better you might, act right. Right. Ways that you might have been able to
get away with before and not be held to a standard.
Do the macho man thing. And I think that's the other thing that like we have to keep in mind is like it's a man thing, like whatever, testosterone. Yeah. It's a hot take. Yeah. I don't think it was a big deal. Do I think it was a bad look? I do, but do I think it was like, I don't know. I don't think he should be raked over the coals for it.
No, I don't think he should either.
I don't think it impacts like who he is as a person. I don't think it's like,
well, we don't know him. So no one can say, neither one of us, like, no, we don't know him. And from this being brought up, And again, I'm going to say this so y'all listen with open ears. I'm not saying that I don't like him. I'm just saying from what it looks like from a neutral standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't follow him enough to know, but apparently he is hot-headed and he does have a temper. And I'm sure a lot of these guys do because it is a lot of emotion in the game.
Me
but,
too.
But let's not get it twisted. Me too. But let's not get it twisted that this is emotional and like vulnerable. No. And you were whining about being put in the game. I just think that's gross in itself, no matter who it was. Put me in the, get the hell out of here. You wait 1 second because you have a whole team out there right now. And as a teammate, I'd be like, you better chill out. I'm doing my thing right now. Let me shine for 1 minute, Mr. Swift.
Oh my God. Does not. Sit down. Literally, I could not feel more opposite. It yeah. does not bother me at all. I actually appreciate it. I find it attractive.
Yeah.
That is my toxic trait. I want That's that right. toxic masculinity. The problem that I have coming out of all of it and what I was saying, like, you're right. We don't know him as a person, but the dangerous thing is the internet takes something and runs with
totally.
It.
Totally.
And so the comments are basically saying that they're scared for Taylor. They oh, think Jesus. He's a yeah, wife beater. Stupid. If he would shove an old man, why wouldn't he shove a woman? All this narrative.
No.
And it's like, you cannot drag somebody no. like that and make those kinds of accusations off of that moment no. when we look at that moment as a whole and what was happening and the emotions and the pressures, like,
because at the end of the day it was during
totally
the Super Bowl
different so, yeah. you cannot look right. at that in that context and say, oh well, I'm scared for her, there's a good chance no, he's gonna do that
but
to
that's
her
people like, being dramatic. That's somebody being dramatic
but that like, is the stupid. Internet the for internet sure. is toxic.
It is, and the internet is always looking for things to. We talked about this last week or mm-hmm. whatever, 2 weeks ago. They're always looking for the black cloud, you know, just the canceling. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I just think as a whole, like, it's a respect thing. That would be like your grandpa. You get pissed that, you know, your grandpa does something and you're mad and we just don't do that. Yeah. Like, it's not a good look. And you are.
Now, if that was my dad or my grandpa that he shoved, I may feel differently.
Just saying. That is somebody's grandpa and dad, though. You know, does he have kids?
But he's not mine.
Wow. Well, all I'm saying though is I was like, don't be like that. Don't be like that. But that being said, I am actually surprised. And of course, it's one of those things too, outside looking in. You're like, Taylor just comes across as someone that doesn't put up with anything like that. She's so like mellow, even keel, that it is so interesting to me that she so effortlessly just, it doesn't bother her. That's very interesting to me that doesn't bother her. And maybe it does. I don't know. She didn't tell me. I didn't talk to her after the game. We haven't connected yet. She had a flight yeah. to get to wherever she
was. But
again,
I don't think it was a big enough deal where you're going to be like, oh, this changes the way I look at you, or like sit him down and have a serious conversation. I think it's like, we should probably not do that again. Like, yeah. You should probably.
For sure. It doesn't have to be whatever. A serious thing. It's just interesting to me that she. Cause she, I guess really what it is so crazy how non-private she is right now. And she's very comfortable. Oh, and that's a great thing because she's really come out of her shell, so to speak, from what we have seen. We don't know who she is inside. Cause somebody was like posting the video of her being like, oh my God, how did you do it? You know, like being like super mm-hmm. Taylor-y. And people were like, that's Taylor Swift. Like, that's just how she is. And it is funny when you watch her, you're like, oh my God, you're such a nerd. Like, it's so funny.
She is a nerd.
I know.
But, and that's why, like, we look at all the men she's dated. Yeah. She's only dated like artists, skinny guys,
like
whatever.
Nerdy, like, yeah, those yes, types of guys.
This
yeah.
is a completely different thing. Oh, this yeah. is the guy she's sang about in the songs, right? The yeah. football player that she, you know, wouldn't look at her,
yeah.
you know, and go back to him. OG Taylor albums. Right. But
yeah.
There was a point I was going to make. Oh my gosh. Oh, that is so annoying. Damn, totally slipped out of my head. Well, maybe
if
it'll
you
come
think
back.
About it, just blurt it out. But either way, all of this to say, again, I still don't hate either one of them. I'm happy that they're in love. I really am. I think it's great. I really think it's great for her because I like me a good all-American yeah. boy that's all rough and ragged.
I remember. What? So in one of the post-Super Bowl party clips,
yeah.
You can see they're in this club, right? And she grabs Travis's arm to like go somewhere. And she tells her security that they don't have to come. She goes, it's okay. And she like points to him. She's like, he's got me. When
oh,
would have wow. we ever
oh Joe what's seen, his name ain't gonna do nothing
Joe got in the car before she would.
Right.
I mean, like, pussy bitch.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that she feels that safe and comforted by him, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, listen, I understand the fatigue.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm okay. You guys can keep sending it my way. I still love it. But that's it. We'll move on. We'll move on. This isn't the Swiftie podcast.
That's right.
Okay. Grammys.
I forgot about those.
Did you watch?
I'm literally trying to think. Did I watch? Let me think. No, I don't think so. Refresh me. I don't think I watched them. God, it seems like so long ago. Was that this year?
No, quite, just kidding. Quite literally, it was. Well, it's because this is Thursday. So it really was almost 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to talk about him if you didn't talk about him. We can go back to Super Bowl. What'd you think about the halftime show?
Oh, I love Usher.
My man, age was really reflecting on him. He seemed a little winded, a little out of breath.
Oh, real see, sweaty. I didn't. Oh, he was very. Fisher did ask why I was wet. And Fisher was dancing. If y'all follow me, you saw. Usher took his shirt off. So Fisher did. Fisher went into the bathroom.
Robbie was dying.
Oh, Fisher went in the bathroom and put water on his face. I did not put that on there because I wanted it to be well received. And you got to sometimes just be in the moment, you know? But I thought he did good. I pegged him more of like a rollerblade kind of guy, not roller skates. So that took me by a little surprise when he was on those. But he did a good job. I love Usher's old songs, Confessions Burn. Oh, man, they're just so good. So... It was good. I thought it was fine. I didn't.
My only complaint is it felt chaotic.
Yeah.
And I really wanted him to sing like a little bit more old school.
Yeah, same.
And he started, he like stood there in the middle of the stage and goes, 7 o'clock on the dot.
I'm in my, and then it, faded into a different song.
And I was like, son of a bitch. I was singing that the whole time leading up. I said, he better sing it. Uh-oh. And he started and I was like, 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top.
Not playing the street, song.
Like loving it. And I was like, you have got to be shitting me. The one song I wanted to hear, I heard 5 words.
Yep.
So I was a little upset about that.
Tell me you've seen the meme of Alicia Keys sitting on the piano and it says, if she sends you this, it's about to start on the wrong note. And it is so funny to me because did you hear how she started?
Yeah.
But the meme is something to that nature. Y'all got to send it to me. It said, if she looks like this, she's about to start off on the wrong note is what it said. When I saw that, I about fell out. Cause it did hit me and I said, ooh. And then she hit it. It's Alicia Keys. I mean, she got some pipes.
Okay. But I did have to Google though, mid performance, if she was still married to Swiss Beats or if she and Usher were dating.
Did you see?
And I wonder if like he got permission beforehand because the way
he was grinding my and dude was like
letting his dick chase her around the screen.
Right. Rubbing things.
I was like, wow, this feels like uncomfortably intimate. And then I was like, are we going to hear about, is this going to be like the next Candle. Justin and Janet moment?
Yeah.
Felt weird.
Did you see the TikToks and the reels circulating? And it was saying how he was watching. He was like doing it. There's a girl that I follow that did it. It is so funny because I'm literally picturing.
Wait, who watching?
Her husband. And it was like.
Watching Usher and her?
Yeah. And acting it out, it's really funny, and it shows her she's got a beard like painted on. She's like, she's like looking beside her, and then like trying to have that force, and she's like,
oh god, I wish you guys could.
And
see
it is so funny. We'll have to share it to our feed because it was tripping me out. And I was like, literally, because that would be tough. Like, ain't nobody gonna be bumping and grinding like that on me or my man.
No, it was a little weird.
That's tough.
And of course, I was upset that there was no Biebs. No Biebs on stage.
I was really hopeful.
He was there.
Bieber is like, he is a whole grown ass man now.
No, you do not understand the fever that I have currently for Biebs.
So I've had, we've had Bieber. I don't have Bieber fever.
Definitely no Bieber fever.
Bieber fever. Me and my friend Kim. And we used to joke, Justin Bieber 2012, I think it was when he turned 18. Whatever the year was, we would say that. And it was like this whole thing. And we've always loved him.
Just as bad as the creepy old men waiting him for to turn 18.
Well, ironically, I saw him in Miami for the Super Bowl. Me and Jamie, she's going to listen to this. And he was like nobody. He was playing on the stage. Uh-huh. I mean, he was starting to come up, but he wasn't like Crazy, crazy. Yeah, but I was a Bieber.
Was this like boyfriend era?
This was like first Bieber, baby era.
Pretty sure. This was
This was 2010-ish.
Oh.
2010. This is, he hit the scene. And he was with, oh my gosh, Jamie's going to, Rihanna. I think it was Rihanna. She was there. Anyways, we saw him then, and I've always loved him. And then we've had to grow a little bit with him. I love him with Haley. I love him. I just do.
He, like, I was talking about it with somebody, because we were like, why wouldn't he do Super Bowl, right? Like, he was there.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, I think he, like, really just doesn't like performing. I think whatever happened to him as a kid, coming up in the business, really fucked him up.
And I think, too, if you look, he's really stepped back, though. Like, he's That's what I mean. He's not really even socially not into tons. He is smart, though. I would bet you he has a lot of investments on the back, and he has a lot of things in the background that are making him
so much money.
Yeah.
I mean, he made so much money as a kid, and then he pissed so much of it away when he was like partying and shit and, you know, being an unsupervised youth with millions of dollars.
For sure. Yeah.
But I think if he, I think his perfect scenario would be if he could keep like making music but not have the pressures of performing it live, or only performing with like friends in small venues. I think that would be, I think we would get new music from him all the time, but you just can't do that with labels. They're not going to let you do that.
No. And speaking of music, I have never related to Beyonce more.
Okay. Thank you. I'm really glad that you brought this up, because this was on my list to talk about. Okay, you saw my story, right, this morning?
Yeah.
16 carriages,
yeah.
And you can mark my words, quote me, publish it, I don't care. 16 carriages is a religious experience. When I tell you that song, I get full body chills every time I listen to it. It's absolutely incredible.
I've been listening to the therapy. Texas Hold'em.
It is very good.
Love it.
I'm here for country Beyonce. She lost me for a while. I really liked her in the beginning. Dance music. It ain't for me.
Me either.
But I'm back.
That Texas Hold'em. But it got me a whole reels in mind to make with her, because I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Me and B.
Do
they call her B or Bay? B-E-Y. It's confusing. B. Okay.
Yeah, it's the beehive.
Yeah. That's right. Because sometimes it's confusing when I see it written out. B-E-Y. Why do they have to do it? Like, I guess because the front of her name, but just to, whatever. Anyways, this is my brain. This is what happens in my brain. I'm really sorry that you had to be in there with me. But anyway, just call we and B. Call me we from now. Yeah. Beyonce.
But the way I have felt watching people now that have never been like Beyonce. What is she doing?
She's looking at her shadow. I think Maggie is dumb. She's literally looking. She is following her shadow around.
She's probably like, why can't I ever get close to this thing? Oh my God, this is so funny. Anyways, what I imagine the euphoria that of me like rediscovering Beyonce is what I imagine the people like discovering like Taylor and Taylor's like truest songwriter form to feel, not or to like bring it back 90s. To her, but it's just like, I'm so excited to finally get it.
Yeah. Right. It happened for you too.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I felt like that with Taylor. Like I knew Taylor, I loved old Taylor, and then she lost me for a bit. And then when she came back around, I was like rediscovering her, like we talked about a couple months ago. But also Taylor, Toby Keith has really, I have thought about him so much. And he was the one that like discovered her, that like that gave her the first.
Wait, who?
Toby Keith.
Discovered Taylor?
Like, I don't know. I think he signed her, right, with his label for first ever. Let me look it up. We're going to pause this.
Oh, wow.
And I was a little sad she didn't say anything.
Oh, well, she got tired of humping, chasing her shadow. Now she's going to hump your arm. Did you see the TikTok that I sent you of Toby Keith?
I haven't been on his. I haven't looked at any of them.
Well, I've sent you a lot.
I haven't. Yeah.
There's some good Pookie content in there.
No way.
There is.
Toby Keith did it?
No.
From heaven?
No.
Did he get to the gates and he was like, God, two separate things. Pookie?
There's Pookie content and then there's Toby Keith. But it was when he was talking about how he, you know, just signed all the papers for hospice and whatnot. Uh-huh. And it was just so heartbreaking.
That makes
and
me...
he was like, honestly, he was like, I'm ready. Like, I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. But there was, he did a concert not long before he passed.
In December.
And I mean, listen, he did his damn best. And I was like, wow, what? Like, I wonder if he knew that was going to be his last
show. I don't know, because he was so optimistic all the time. Like, when you saw him lately, he was very optimistic and saying, like, he was going to be back and whatever. I can't find the article. If y'all are listening, because you know I'll be getting stuff wrong all the time. He, like, either originally signed her to his label or discovered her or vouched for her. Something very early in her career.
I did not know that.
He was the one that, like, facilitate getting her. And he, yeah. That being said, I don't know how much, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, I'm surprised she didn't speak out at all, because it's like, he definitely was a monumental person in the very beginning for her. But what kills me about him, and I've thought about him every single day, I'm not joking, y'all, in his voice in that last song, in the Don't Let the Old Man In, it reminds me so much of my dad's voice when he was weak and you could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
And so of course after he passed, I just like listened to some Toby Keith songs, you know, cause we love the Toby Keith songs. And then I listened to that one and I started crying in my car. I was going to text you a picture of me crying. Like, you know, we'll be like, not such and such making me cry. And I couldn't even bring it to do it. I just hear it. And it reminded me so much of like my dad's voicemails. And I was like, he was so young and he had so much.
Yeah.
Again, you know, money does not discriminate. Fame does not discriminate.
Nope.
It doesn't matter how much you have to be able to pay for something or fight for something. At the end of the day, like I said earlier, health is wealth. And the older that I get, the more I realize truly that, like, I really am turning into my, like, dad or like my grandparents. I'm like, it's so true. Like, we take so much for granted.
Yeah. And I think that's just it. I mean, as you get older, you see more, you experience more, and you learn what's important to you specifically.
Yeah, you reprioritize.
But we do that all through our lives, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You constantly are kind of reevaluating things and figuring out what's important.
Priorities change constantly. Yeah. Every year your priorities shift or should, and that means you're growing, and that means typically, you know, if it's going in a better direction. Sometimes it's not. But like, even like being a mom, like my priorities shift based on the age that Fisher is and the demands that he needs or what I need to do or whatever it is. It's like,
yeah,
of course. But yeah, I was so sad that I don't know. I've like thought about that way so much. I was going to say way too much, but that felt wrong. So way so much.
Yeah. Definitely sad.
Yeah. What else? What else have we missed online? I feel like this was a hopping week for like things. No?
Was it?
Yeah. Like the Super Bowl, the Toby Keith thing. And then what else?
I've just literally, my week has been work and Taylor, and that's really shameful, but that's where I'm at. It's just official. Swiftyhood is just on my list of hobbies now.
Your Taylor Swift hobbies. You have a problem. You have a problem.
I know.
I'm so obsessed with her.
So well aware.
Love it for you, because I don't know of anything that I've known you for a while now, obviously for years and years. We can actually say that now. We've known each other for years. God, a lot of them. Been through some shit if I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
But you know, I've never seen you like really, so I can appreciate that. I think it's
funny. I don't have many passions in life, but
you know what? By golly, it's Taylor Swift.
It's just kind of an escape for me. You know?
Okay.
I can just think about somebody's life other than my own.
Yes. Okay. I got to tell y'all about somebody that I am obsessed with.
Okay.
Obsessed with.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking. I went back. I watched every single video this man has put out. I follow him on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram. I interact with his content. That one mailman. Do you know this man?
Oh, yes, of course I know him.
So me and Mike, like, we had talked about him before because he would show up every now and then. And the last few weeks I watched, I don't miss it.
You want to talk about a ray of light? It's that man.
And for him to be, he's doing a live show now. When I tell y'all, I don't know of that many people online that I want to see shine and prevail and to hit it big.
Root
and
to do in every way possible.
Every friggin' way is this man. Mm-hmm. I could watch him and listen to him say stuff all day long. I have a problem. I know. I love him so much. Again, he in a way reminds me of my dad because the way he says things so freely off the tongue that are hilarious.
Yeah.
My dad was like that. And I've said that before. This man is so funny to me. I could just watch his videos and he's serious. He's not trying to be funny. He is so serious. Mm-hmm. Just talking to his people. And I about fell on the floor. There's one that y'all have to watch. And he drives a little old Mustang that don't have no bumper. And he's like, he was responding. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He responded to somebody's comment. It was, they were like, oh my God, where's your car? And he goes, oh my God, dude, where's my car, dude? Oh my God, where's my car? No, man, I'm just playing with you. He was like, I do be wondering when y'all driving around town, what y'all be thinking about my car? Like, damn, he don't never hit his brakes. Because he doesn't have a bumper on that car. And then he showed us the other car that he just wrecked. And then he got in the car to show you how it went down when he wrecked. And he said, and then the damn radio didn't turn off. It just kept going on. This man is truly my spirit animal. He's very much my kindred spirit. I feel like I see myself in him, in his storytelling ability. He never loses me. And he's all over the place.
You're
and
both follow, distracted squirrels.
And I follow him. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That one mailman, huh? That's my social media kindred spirit.
Well, and okay. I'm pretty sure he lost his main account. The account he has now, I'm pretty sure is the one he's like rebuilding. Pull him up. Tell me how many followers he has on this account.
On Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh, he has a lot of millions.
Okay, let's maybe see. He got it back because he lost his account for a while.
Oh, what do you know? It's my top search.
I'm screaming.
He has 2 million followers and it's Sean Fogelson 513. I bet he did lose the first one.
I was going to say, I really want to say he had more than that originally.
He probably did because he did do a post recently. It was like, all these people trying to be me. He's like, that ain't me. And they be using my videos too.
Yeah.
So I bet he did redo it. Oh, bummer. I hate that for him. But he's doing good. He's on the news.
Yeah. Him and do you know who Mama Tot is on TikTok?
Yes.
Her too. The two of them are like the purest,
yep,
kindest souls.
Yeah.
I want nothing but good things in life for both of them.
I know. Mama Tot would pop up and I was like, who is this girl? And then I would watch and watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
But what she's kind cool. of, but think about the type of person it takes to have millions of people tag you every day in videos across the whole internet because they know that you will be able to share like a positive message with that person. Like that is
who
you are known for is being a positive ray of light in other people's lives.
Yeah.
What a like reputation.
Being a good person.
Yeah.
And like genuinely being a good, not doing
correct.
It for a clout, not doing it because you've done things to grow and gotten so big that now you're a good person. No. These
right.
people started from the bottom. Now they're there.
She also didn't create her account to be an influencer
to
or to do things.
That's right.
She just happened to see people's videos and stitch them because she wanted to share something with them.
And to make good.
And it just resonated with people.
Yeah.
And that is how she grew her following. Are you kidding me?
I know. And the mailman's still going to work.
Yeah.
Still going to work.
See, you don't have to quit your jobs and be an influencer. People love people with 9-to-5s.
And also, like, listen.
Or 8-to-7s.
Whatever
you know?
It is. Whatever. Work part-time, 9-to-12s. Like, whatever. We don't care. But that's about to be on some merch. That's funny. And we got some merch that we're going to drop in for y'all. I will.
We'll get to that in a sec.
But, We say that, like, we like that we get to share stuff and not have to have it our full-time job, but we still want y'all to share us. We want to be greedy there too, mm-hmm. but we're still going to be us. I mean, it is what it is. So about our merch, let's talk about that. We got some merch.
We do have some.
Did you wait? Were you waiting for something bigger?
Do have some merch. I mean, one for sure is a secret. We're not dropping it for just like a little bit.
We're working out some kinks. We're designers.
But the other one, the other merch, the first merch.
We're ready.
That one's going to drop. You know, it has something to do with like this little event that we always do in the beginning of the year. Some of you might know about it. You know, it's coming up like in the next month or so.
Yep.
So we'll have that. And then the book club episode is on Patreon. If you haven't listened to that. The
Golden Couple book club.
Yes. And listen, if you don't want to read the book right away or you miss the window, that's the beauty of those episodes because they're evergreen. You can just go listen to them any old time.
And we're typically late.
Read the book and listen. Don't read the book and listen. I don't really care. I think that you should do both.
Yeah, you should do both. For sure.
And then this month's book is, I always forget the title.
Things we hide from the light.
Things we hide from the light.
Yeah.
Who's it by again?
Lucy Score.
Thank you, Lucy Score.
Super glad you picked this book.
I didn't pick this book.
Oh, I thought you did.
We're both looking at each other. I don't think
you did. I didn't read the first one. You did. And you were about to start the other one. You're like, that could be our book club book.
Oh, I guess I did.
That's okay. I'm like, I never read the first one.
She was looking at me like, are you losing your mind? Which but the answer to that would be yes.
But I was saying that because you're funny. You never can remember the girl's name. You're always like, never. Who is it?
I can never remember her name. Lucy Score, Lucy Score, Lucy Score. I'm going to say it 1,000 times. Anyways, that's this book. I'm sorry if you hate it because I wanted to read it.
It's okay. No. We're going to read it. It's fine. It is what it is. I mean, we've already read it.
neither one of us have even started
it. We procrastinated. And we are going to read it because that's what we said we're going to do. We're going to be a man of our word in 2024.
Committed.
Period.
Committed.
Also, engage with our content, not for us to beg, but we need to beg. We are really getting buried here. Listen, we have a big enough account. We shouldn't just be getting 800 people in there. This is the year. Yeah. We're going to ask you. We're going to ask for what we want. We're going to put it into the universe. Freaking like our stuff. Comment on it. I don't care if you comment D's nuts. Just comment something on the post. Give us something.
Jeez. Actually, that's the only thing I want you to comment on all of our posts. D's nuts.
D's nuts.
And that's how we know you are a real one and you listen.
Stop. That's perfect. Done.
D's
nuts. Nuts. That's our code word forever. That's your safe word. Make it for your families. That is our safe word for the podcast. And that's how we're going to end this because D's nuts. I'm just kidding. We don't have to stop there if you had something.
No, we 100%. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
D's nuts.
Bat. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.